Welcome to American Faith, brought to you by Generations, written by Kevin Swanson, with Joshua Swiso, Daniel Knorr, and Peter Benge, narrated by Ian Lapine. Introduction. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and His strength, and His wonderful works that He has done. For He established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children, that they may set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. Psalm 78, verses 4 through 7. For far too many students, history turns out to be the most boring of subjects. Squeezing a 500-year history into 500 pages usually results in a long series of seemingly random dates, names, and places devoid of any true application to the student's life. With an emphasis on abstract facts, the knowledge of history often becomes superficial and meaningless, if any information is retained at all. The goal of most studies is to ensure that the student retains key names and dates at least until the examination is over. Afterward, the student often walks away and forgets most everything learned in class. American Faith aspires to a different goal. This unusual introduction to American history strives to provide a survey of important events while delving deeply into the real lives of the people who lived them. It strives to offer meaning and purpose as well as names and dates. The editing and writing team have endeavored to offer both breadth and depth in this brief study of American history. It is our hope that these 27 vignettes of great American lives, all portraits of American faith, will provide a better overall understanding of American history. After all, history should never be boring because it's His story. Truly, when we examine what is happening and what has happened in the world, we are seeing the very works of God. Though evil works are evident and God's judgment revisits the American nation over and over again throughout the centuries, yet glimpses of repentance and redemption are visible as well. Even in the midst of man's depravity and disobedience, the kingdom of Jesus Christ emerges, and it is our duty and joy to take note of it and record these amazing events. In God's good providence, He uses men and women of faith to accomplish remarkable things. Thanks to this godly heritage, America carved out liberties unlike many other nations. While colonialism and imperialism often mishandled indigenous peoples in many nations around the world, it was faith-filled American missionaries that took the gospel to Native Americans and to others in the far-off reaches of the earth. When true faith exists in history, it is for us to recognize